Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. NutraMedical Report, and you place your orders at NutraMedical.com, and we have the Shop by Products A to Z list. Our products, we have, of course, medical conditions. It gives you a link between the different products. And Ryan is back to give us kind of some highlights of some of the amazing formulas we have, which are very unique. You can't get these anywhere else, and you can't also get the advice to actually know how to artfully put them together so you can avoid things. This morning I had a call from a gentleman who had an eye problem that we've been helping for years. He started developing a tremor, and his doctors eventually over the last year concluded that he had early Parkinson's disease. And he went through the literature on the L-DOPA that his neurologist prescribed him, and he thought, oh my gosh, I don't want to take this nightmare drug. I want to try something natural. So we're going to give him a protocol. We'll be using various nutraceuticals like Cognition Plus and Brain Power, things to reduce free radicals such as Gamma A Plus, Cell Detox Glutathione and Ultrathiamin B1, and Cell Defense Plus to reduce inflammation. And if he has due testing, we'll find he has heavy metals, we'll want to detox him with Kelar Max. So, Ryan, let's talk about this. Brain Mag is one of the most important to stop seizure activity in the brain, and also inflammation in the brain, or activation of what's called the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. Let's go walk through some of these things that are going to help this gentleman with Parkinson's.
Yeah, I mean, where do you want to start, Dr. Bill? There's a lot.
Well, let's start off with he's going to need the minerals, the chelated minerals in Minerals Plus. He's going to need the cofactors, such as BioLVR and Semethyl, to bioconvert them through the tryptase and pyrrolase enzymes to convert amino acids to neurotransmitters. And I'd much rather he do it naturally than be blast himself with carbidopa and maybe bromocryptine or other things to try to interfere with the enzyme pathways for breakdown of dopamine. These drugs have some pretty serious nightmare effects, don't they? The drugs that they give, rather than the natural. Natural works with your body. The others come in like commandos and blast everything that moves. Right?
Well, I like to think of when it comes to medications, you know, that they're working like light switches, you know. It's on and off. It's on and off. And when you're like, well, get the light just right. And you're like, we have two settings. We have all on or all off. Now, I know that's not exactly accurate, but that's kind of how they generally are working. And then it's just it's hard to find that balance. And that's what's neat. When it comes to the nutraceuticals, one, it's about balance, right? It's about using natural substances to correct things like deficiencies. And it's more along the lines of a dimmer switch. It's not just a hard on, hard off. And it's working with the body to get it reset and rebalanced. And so, you know, it was, you know, Hippocrates, basically. It's like food is your medicine, and it is. And we just have poor quality food, and then when we're scrambling to try to get results, we tend to just say, well, like, give me the drug. But you're like, hey, regardless if you want to reach for it, you still got to find balance, because then the body's going to work better and last longer. And as we talk about over and over again, this is about optimizing how long and how great your years are. It doesn't mean that you get to live forever, but it does mean you can have a much higher quality of life, no matter what, you know, challenge you're facing. And that's the beauty of what Dr. Bill continually teaches here.
Yeah, and we combine NutriMeds with all the kinds of technology. I had a call yesterday from a person who had stage 4 colon cancer. Now, the problem is they delayed when he has early symptoms. You're trying to pick up colon cancer. Is a colon cancer a DNA screen test, which I prefer, is much better than the occult blood test. The next test I like to do is to do an ultrasound of the abdomen to see if there's any obvious signs of polyps and so on. Then the next is a spiral CT scan. If it shows any lesions, I recommend a PET scan, which will tell you if any lesions are hot or taking up positronic fluorodeoxyglucose. I don't recommend a colonoscopy. The colonoscopy scopes are usually not sterile, so they'll often infect you and have a 1% chance of perforating your bowel. I think that the treatment I recommend for cancers are Nutrimeds, which includes Inflamex, serapeptase, the use of malignoblock, elagic acid, myco D2 and micelle D3, and boosting the body's immune system. There's often pathogens present in the cancer that trigger it off. We call it cancer as a fungus. So we use Allicin Med, Nutridyne, NutriSilver, NutriMune 26Y, and NutriDefense. And you have to stop the cancer's ability to evade your immune system. So the NutriMune 26Y is particularly important. The use of technology like Lumen, InLight technology, and epigenetic frequency is helpful. Hyperbaric oxygen to fight cancer. The GCMAF, the third generation GC macrophage activation factor, which I can obtain from Europe. And the use of insulin potentiated chemotherapy after a test, the RGCC test done in Greece. So I don't recommend ever radiation. I do recommend surgery if you're either blocking a viscous, like a bowel loop, or hitting a major nerve, whatever, by compression, but I don't recommend surgery otherwise. I never recommend proton therapy or radiation. So my approach, including the dendritic vaccine, which I recommend through the Isles Clinic in Tijuana, is boosting your immune system function. So our NutriMeds are absolutely essential. You must be taking malignoblock. You can also get it in the ageless. You must be taking the things to strip off the fibronectin capsule of the tumor. So the general approach that I take is very comprehensive, and it may require surgery, but it only requires under certain circumstances. The practice, if you've got a stage 4 cancer and you haven't started some form of chemosuppression therapy, you're probably going to spread it. And that's what often happens. The surgeons are too quick to operate before they start some form of chemosuppression, and I recommend test-based chemosuppression rather than just a paint-by-numbers chemo, which is dangerous and stupid. What do you think, Ryan?
Dr. Bell, I think that you give a lot of great advice. There's a lot of depth to this.
Well, we get people to survive. I mean, even if they do some of our things, I usually tell people, do the whole damn thing. Don't give cancer a chance. And the problem with the current approach to cancer is very wrong-headed. A lot of people get complications. Half the people who start chemo will die from the chemo. The surgery is often overdone, and the patient's tumor actually is spread by the cancer surgery if you don't use chemosuppression first. I never recommend radiation because it damages the spinal cord and organs and causes fatty change to tissues. It's very nasty. It causes DNA damage. And by the way, when you do radiation treatment or chemo paint by numbers, you increase the chances that the cancer will, if it reemerges, will be chemo resistant and radiation resistant. So it means your previous treatments don't work. So it gives you an idea just how stupid the medical profession is. And believe me, there's no excuse for it. None. You know, without testing to find out what the chemo sensitivity is of the tumor, and give low-dose insulin potentiation to make the chemotherapy go directly to the cancer cells selectively. So, our NutriMeds are essential. If you don't start those first and stay on them while you're doing your treatment, even conventional therapy, if you take our malignoblock and cancer-suppressive agents like high-dose myco D2 and so on, you're not going to suppress the cancer sufficiently, and you're probably not going to survive the chemo. That's the real bad problem. Is you'd either die of bone marrow collapse and bleeding disorders or a super infection that kills you. Right?
Yeah.
But you won't hear this except in court where somebody's getting sued and they hire Dr. Deagle and review the chart and say, oh, here's where they screwed up, here's where they screwed up, here's where they screwed up. It's so common, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. It's frightening.
Yeah. Such is life, such is reality, hey? Good kick in the head. People say, Dr. Deagle, why do you think you know more than these other doctors? I said, I don't know it. I can prove it. I can prove it with testing. I can prove it with results. How's that? And if you don't take NutriMeds, by the way, you're not going to have a miserable life, especially with the toxic world we live in now. You know, a lot of people are all frightened about the heating around the world. And I talk to people who are pseudo-environmentalists who don't understand the nonlinear systems that are going on. It's the same as your body. I mean, if you assault your body with toxins, you don't detoxify with, say, something like xenoestrogen detoxin or Keeler Max and life support, what do you expect to happen to your genes when you develop a serious heart problem or cancer or something else or neurodegenerative disease? Why do you expect otherwise? I mean, it's kind of silly, isn't it?
You got to detox. Detox or die.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And one of my old colleagues in environmental medicine made that saying up many years ago, and she was right. Detoxify or die. It's like a Viking call as you come over the hill with your weapons and your war axe. Back in a moment with Ryan and more amazing NutriMeds and applications artfully applied to make you well without toxin. And Ryan, so let's proceed with the next set of nutraceuticals and their amazing benefits. Please continue.
Well, Dr. Bill, I think the key here is bioavailability. There's a lot of choices in the marketplace for people, and so what's a differentiating factor? And like you were saying, from Minerals Plus to multi-mineral, there's just the Vitamineral Max formula to the shakes. Bioavailability. So it starts with foundational, like the Vitamineral Max, huge seller in the lineup. You've got options to take either capsules or powder. The powder is basically tastes like really a lot like cherry Kool-Aid or something. Really
right.
Easy to take.
Oh yeah, my daughter loves it. We mix together. In fact, we opened some of the other capsules and it covers up the flavor. Some of the other things we give my daughter with Down syndrome, 25, and she's doing fantastic because you've controlled the negative effects. Of the five major genes that cause Down syndrome, you actually stop a lot of the processes that cause accelerated aging, because the best model for aging is not progeria or Birdman syndrome, it's Down syndrome. Interesting, hey?
Yeah. So, bioavailability, and when it comes to these types of ingredients that we're using in these lines, right, like activated B vitamins, so the purpose behind that is to, you know, overcome sometimes the genetic SNPs. Maybe it could be absorption issues for like B12, so use methylcobalamin, or it could be the folate. If you're using regular folate, these forms aren't necessarily being converted properly due to issues with like methylation, for example. And they know that's a very common genetic defect or SNP that people face. And so all of a sudden you're taking supplements and you go, well, you know, it has what I think is supposed to be in there, but it can't overcome the genetic SNPs. Now all of a sudden, you're not converting it, and it could be something that's not working for you but going against bringing better health to your body. And so these formulations are designed to have these activated B vitamins so that you have that advantage, and including things like chelated minerals. These minerals that are chelated, what we mean by that, right, is they're bound to specific amino acids. And rather than being pulled apart during digestion, they're designed and patented in a very specific way so that they don't do that, and they can be utilized or uptake through protein receptor sites versus just mineral absorption sites where, you know, you can have competitive inhibition. Also, these minerals don't bind with things like fibrous foods, which is huge because you're obviously encouraging lots of people to eat lots of fiber. Usually take your multivitamin when you eat food. And so when you have fiber in there in without these specific types of amino acids, what you're doing is generally sweeping out most of it before you have a chance to absorb it.
Yeah, they actually attach to the phytates and the other fiber, but they don't get absorbed, right?
Correct. And so in this case, like, this is state-of-the-art science where these amino acids are studied in high fiber, like literally in the food and taken at the same time and showing how well they absorb. It's actually a 90% greater absorption rate than what you would call a mineral salt, a traditional mineral. And that's because oftentimes they're getting bound up to other substances and they just aren't going to get in. Or you're doing an onslaught and you're flushing them in there so heavy that you're just not going to absorb them all at a given time because you don't have the enough absorption sites. So this gives you an advantage. And then bioavailability, like we've talked about many times with other formulations in the line that are big sellers, like Nutritrala, for example. That's cold-release alpha-lipoic acid. So ALA is something that most people are very familiar with. Blood sugar regulation, glucose disposal, you know, hemoglobin A1Cs, and they're working on these types of issues. But ALA oftentimes disappoints people, and the reason it disappoints is because it's got such a fast half-life. So this is a different aspect of bioavailability that people have to be aware of, which is some of these things absorb quite well. For example, alpha-lipoic acid has like a 95% absorption rate. Unfortunately, it's got a very short half-life of 27 minutes. So what that means is it's not staying around long enough to necessarily create the impact you're looking for, and that's why it disappoints a lot of people. And so when we built the Nutritrala, what you have there is a half-life close to 80 minutes, and now you're getting this really significant benefit of your alpha-lipoic acid over long periods of time to really impact those markers that you're trying to achieve.
Yeah, ALA, by the way, gets rid of what's called glycation, but it's not just glycation. It's free radicals that can attach to cholesterol and make 9-norinyl hydroxycholesterol or oxidized T-bars, which is oxidized fatty acids, especially polyunsaturated fats. Not just fats that are cooked in your on your stovetop, let's say, which are polyunsaturated fats you should never use in heat to cook because you convert spontaneously to trans fats, but free radicals in your body will do the same thing. The Nutritrala is unique and because it actually gets grabs those free radicals before it'll either glycate and attach sugar to your molecules, which is what happens with diabetics. They have high free radical load. And the high free radical load actually is the thing that causes it. So inflammation, by the way, is driven more by high insulin than high sugar. People think it's high sugar. No, no, no. Sugar is a bystander. You know, it's like if you put too many people in a crowd and drive vehicles down the road real fast and you don't have little barriers, it's going to kill some people because they're going to be squeezed out from the dry sidewalks into the driveway, into the drive path, right? Well, that's what sugar is. So when people think they chase sugar down and it's going to hop, actually sugar is a good bystander to grab and stop the vehicles. If you're worried about just stopping vehicles, having bystanders, even if they die, sugar molecules, by being glycated, if you actually lower someone's sugar too fast, you triple the rate of their chances of having oxidized cholesterol, fatty acids, and causing a heart attack. So lowering someone's sugar too fast, even with insulin, is actually deleterious and dangerous if you didn't stop the free radicals where Nutritrala comes in. Isn't that interesting? So the real danger is not high sugar. You'll say, oh, I'm going to die because of high sugar. No, no. Sugar's a bystander. If you don't care about it being people, you know, and you're just worried about stopping vehicles, i.e. free radicals, then people, even if they die, are okay. Isn't that weird? But that's what happens. Yeah. And when you lower someone's sugar too fast and you don't get rid of the free radicals with things like Nutritrala, you actually fry your cholesterol and fatty acids and cause plaque, which causes heart attacks and stroke.
Right.
People don't get that. It's in the published literature. It's not my opinion. It's like people always say when they think, well, that's your opinion, Dr. Deagle. No, it's not. The case is closed. I don't want your opinion. It's over. You need to understand this data is published in medical journals, cardiology journals. A lot of doctors just don't read. And because they don't read, they don't know their own published journals actually say this stuff. And it's not opinion. It's science, which means measured levels, double-blind placebo-controlled trials, specific markers, imaging studies, lipid electrophoresis, it's over, isn't it? And people don't get that. It's published.
No, it's, you know, they see one marker and somebody goes, well, that's it. That's the end-all be-all. And it's like, man, what's going on? And like you said, you're like, you know, you can jump up and down on LDL, for example.
LDL, basically small particle LDL is actually, HDL is actually the worst particle because it's most oxidizable. And when small particle HDL dies and gets oxidized, your macrophages go along and you munch, 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 and they eat it like Pac-Man, and they die. Dead Pac-Man's a bad thing, you know, if that's macrophage. And people don't get it. It's the specific fractions that are more fragilely oxidized. That's why things, if you've got, say, heart disease or diabetes, whatever, or any free radical, high free radical disease like autoimmune disease, you need Nutritrala. Nutritrala isn't just for diabetics. It's for anybody with high free radical load, like Down syndrome or people with high oxidative stress. And you can measure it by measuring 8-hydroxy-2-prime-deoxyguanosine. I did a test with children with Down syndrome many years ago. And T-bars, which is oxidized fatty acids. These are quantitative tests that we can do even today. So if you don't believe me, you don't realize it's not open to opinion. It's open to testing. Testing. What do you think? Pretty good, hey?
Terrific. Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. If your doctor doesn't know, tell him Dr. D will contact him free and get them the information. welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. I wanted to mention a couple of new things that are happening. Number one, we are working diligently, and we'll have our next batch of Red Deer Velvet DR. It will be 120 capsules per bottle, a little smaller capsule, and it's going to have a much nicer professional label that I've been working with Michelle to do that will explain it. Our patent pending is doing very well. We are going to be doing a much larger order. It'll be 5 times larger than the last one, which disappeared in 2.5 weeks. People really are getting amazing testimonials from it. So it doesn't mean you take Red Deer Velvet instead of Nutraceutics. You take it in addition. For example, if you've got a uterine prolapse, because you're getting older, your hormones are dropping, the first thing you want to take is Collagen Max, at least one capsule twice a day. The new Red Deer Velvet DR, probably 2 capsules at least twice a day to 4 capsules twice a day, but twice a day at least of the new capsule when they come out probably in the next week or so. You want to be taking Hormone Synergy as well as the Pregnenolone and DHEA to support your female hormone production. And you can also take some things to help your procollagen, which is the NutriMeds Royal Jelly, which will increase the procollagen. It helps to strengthen the ligaments and the muscular activity, etc. And so the other therapy that's very good for prolapse, where the uterus is falling down through the vagina, is actually, believe it or not, Sasonic Life exercise therapy. And that machine actually has 100% cure rate for just a matter of 4 to 6 weeks of keeping 10 minutes a day on the Sonic Life machine. So you need the NutriMeds, but you have the Sonic Life, and boom, it's gone. The problem's gone. You don't need surgery. Totally unnecessary if you do the natural therapies I recommend, the NutriMeds and the Sonic Life. Now, the next thing that's happening is we're adding a lot more testing technology. One of my favorite labs to do is to start off with advanced cardiac and vascular and neurological diseases, Meridian Valley Labs. They use other labs for measuring cardiac markers like Veritas, Genova Labs, Doctors Data, many other laboratories, and I can send the test kits to you. There's several ways of, when we do a consult, you can go to a LabCorp or Quest and have them draw the blood and send it off. The Monday tests have to be done, like the blood viscometry and blood lipid electrophoresis, on a Monday to Meridian Valley Labs outside Seattle, Washington, and Tutwilla. But we can also send a mobile tech to you. And in fact, I can get you the phone numbers if you're requesting lab test kits. And those mobile tech can actually come to your home or business and draw your blood right there on the spot and ship it for you. There's a small charge for them to do that, but otherwise they're available and they'll come right to your home. And they're very expert, so they can use lots of technology to reduce the bother of going to a facility and waiting for hours, or the technicians having trouble getting blood and so on. They use lots of tricks like butterflies and other technologies in order to make sure that they can get the blood without causing excessive multiple sticks and that kind of thing. The other thing is people should understand, I have Citrix share file. So if you have complex records at a big medical facility like UCLA, I can do the Citrix share file to actually tap into their visualization of MRI, CT scan, PET scans, and do advanced testing review, for example, of quantitative electroencephalograms, positron emission tomography scans, MRI, CT scans, or SPECT blood flow scans, etc. So any kind of fancy test you want to think of, I can review. And I like to follow my predictive testing. Now, on the weekends, I do a lot of metapathia scans. And most of them are done at a great distance where I act as a proxy. I ask them to fill in the 11-page history form and send me any medical records they may have. If they haven't got medical records, well, we'll go by their history alone. If they have them at a major medical center, I can do a Citrix share file to tap into the records, and I download to my hard drive once I've been able to get the records or images, etc. Predictive scan of the metapathia follows through with blood test kits, imaging study, and referral to specialty clinics. If I feel someone's got a serious need for a specialist, I tell what kind of specialist and what the specialist should be doing. So in other words, I monitor. I don't just let the person go and just say, hey, now you're going to go follow the specialist. I follow what the specialist should do and then track it to make sure they don't do, number one, don't do the tests, or don't follow up with the proper appropriate therapies. And if they give inappropriate drugs, I'll advise the patient not to take them so that they can then make decisions on natural alternatives. Or if it is safe, I'll say, okay, you can follow that drug therapy with the surgeon for X period of time, but we're going to try to find alternatives that are natural. So that's the process. And it's very unique. I also do a medical legal review in every specialty, so hopefully you don't have a medical legal situation. I want to see, I'm working on a number of different programs. One of the ones that I'll be working on is a national health care program alternative to get it to a PowerPoint to President Trump and his Health and Human Services Director, because I think that we need to look beyond the idea left and right. We need a health care system where the doctor and patient are in charge, not government, where the monies flow from, say, value-added tax directly to the county. The county can hire people, and then people are paid in salary, so you don't end up having to carry insurance. We want a system that's not socialized medicine, where the government has top-down control and forced vaccinate you and chip you and get your biometrics and want to know standard of care and all this crap, which is dangerous. As soon as you have standard of care, you have a bunch of pinheads and drug companies that try to control things like forced vaccination. And we also want to make sure we don't allow the government to mandate mandatory vaccines like Mr. Richard Pan, the maniac here in California, or national health care through Health and Human Services. If you had somebody like Bernie Sanders Claus in or Ocasio-Cortez, you can guarantee the top-down health care would be very expensive, very useless, non-innovative, and would try to lace you with toxic vaccines. And if you were too expensive for the system, they'd just terminate you or cut off care or prevent even innovative care that might save your life. So you want to know, understand that I've been through the system in socialized medicine in Canada many years ago, and I can tell you it's useless, and it's hangnail medicine at the speed of light. So what I provide is a new model of healthcare, which means it's predictive scans like the metapathy scan and other testing. It's test kits to find problems long before you get symptoms. Interventions to deal with your genetics, epigenetics, nutritional status, and toxic load, viral and bacterial and parasitic load. And then control free radicals and so on, so you can actually modulate the disease. So we're actually able to measure pretty well all of these things now. So it's no longer that we call pathologists only deal with the dead. I'm what's called a living pathologist or a functional medicine doctor, and we deal with the living and try to maintain that living state. And now, of course, we have new technologies for life extension, such as mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy with ozone, lumen photon nosier light frequencies. Now my epigenetic frequency therapy, based on research of Linus Pauling, another quantum biophysicist. We have the Red Deer Velvet DR, which is our new technology patented for life extension, which literally starts to reverse you back to the fetal state where you don't age. These biomolecules combined with our NutriMeds and other technology literally can literally regenerate tissues, organs, and stop or reverse aging. So I'm a living example of that. I can tell you after starting it 3 weeks ago, I'm absolutely amazed at what it's doing to my body at 66 years of age. We have tons of testimonials of people coming in now and taking the Red Deer Velvet, but they have to be on their NutriMeds too. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to take this instead of. Don't do that. Next issue I want people to understand is I've already researched all stem cell clinics, and people often try to second-guess Dr. Deagle. Really bad idea. If you have a stem cell clinic, you want to go to mine, like, for example, Central America or Costa Rica or Germany or whatever, I know which clinics and which types of technology works. For example, doing a fat extraction of stem cells through your adipocytes is a very poor way to get stem cells. Even bone marrow the same day back into your body, it doesn't require enough stem cells. Cord blood stem cells are too immature to actually do anything. Remember, stem cells, like an architect and engineer, if they haven't been mature enough to actually control the healing site, then you're not going to get regeneration, and you also need the building blocks. So the idea of not cleaning up the patient from diabetes and free radicals and heavy metals and toxins, and then trying to stick stem cells into a joint or a place without preparing the patient and then providing all the building blocks like a Red Deer Velvet DR, is kind of ridiculous. It's like setting up a job site, sending out architects and engineers, but there's no workers or materials or scaffolding or anything else showing up. So my approach is very rigorous and scientific. We're working on a whole range of things, and in the next 5 to 20 years, we will not only stop, but reverse aging and regenerate whole organs like limbs. So that's our goal, is zero aging, and our Red Deer Velvet and epigenetic treatments like Lumen Photon and the antenna system and Sonic Life, signal plus substance equals regeneration, and you need your NutriMeds. Very important. Order today.
Healthcare reform is confusing.
Ryan, let's kind of focus on a couple of our NutriMeds and demonstrate just how powerful our NutriMed line are. Because they actually work at the quantum and the intermediate metabolism level. They work at the epigenetic level. And they change literally, you know, I tell people your genes are not deterministic, they're permissive. Which means if you have the right NutriMeds present, a lot of the diseases that are kind of coded into your genes, it's like going to a library with a lot of bad books in it or bad magazines, and you have a good librarian that says, look, these have a little code on the side of the card. Don't read these books. And that's like taking the right NutriMeds. If you don't read those bad books in your genome, you don't get the bad diseases. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I think that's a cool way to look at it.
Yeah, in other words, it's like having to take NutriMeds. It's like having a good librarian in each cell of your body.
Yeah, I think of it, you know, I like somebody described kind of like even methylation when it comes to the genes, right, is almost saran wrapping them. So you don't, there's certain parts you're not going to touch and others are unwrapped so that you can get access to them. And like you said, read them and use them.
Mm-hmm.
But if that saran wrap gets unraveled in the wrong areas, got problems.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And you will create problems. And so, like you said, you start reading the wrong spot.
So let's look at a couple things. First, what NutriMeds do uniquely is they provide free radical protection. Things like, for example, Power C Plus gives electrons, which allows Paul talked about. But our form of vitamin C is the most unique in the world because it is a salt of calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate with bioperin and black pepper extract to improve absorption. We've got NutriMeds like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, which is rated that if you're taking CoQ10 Ubiquinol, your rate of death over 5 years from congestive heart failure drops to 9% versus 24-25% if you're taking even Entresto, the latest whiz-bang drug that costs, if you have to pay it for the full price, over $500 a month. So what people should start understanding is NutriMeds, if they're used artfully and in a proper dosages over time, and the thing that's unique about our NutriMeds is they'll deliver very high dosages, but they're bioavailable and jump any gene defects. So pull out a couple examples of ones that you think are particularly useful, like, you know, bio-LVR and, you know, brain mag. And we have so many unique nutraceuticals. It's amazing, isn't it?
It's such an arsenal, if you will, of unique ingredients. You hit the brain mag. I think that's one of the critical ones, because magnesium, we're all pretty well aware of how important it is throughout the body, but most of the time we kind of think about it when it comes to muscles, muscle soreness, muscle twitching, muscle aching, and we don't think it necessarily magnesium for the brain. We just assume that whatever we take in our supplements must cross the brain, and that's all that it needs. The fact is that's not the case. They study it. They know that magnesium levels don't necessarily rise as easily as we think in the brain. And so there's been diversions, just like we were talking about, amino acid chelates that have the ability to be brought across the gut lining very efficiently and effectively. Well, there's also a form of magnesium that's in a chelated form. It's known as magnesium L3-8, and it is able to cross the blood-brain barrier much more effectively than other forms of magnesium. And then it's been studied for over a decade, and it's just fascinating. It's got great research on it where it's impacting, if you will, for memory and cognition issues. People that are starting to move into those early stage dementia and having cognitive decline, they'll measure it and give it a score like brain age score. These 44 individuals aging on an average age of 59 years had a brain age, though, to start at 69 years. All right, so they were obviously declining faster than their actual age was. But by taking the material that you get in brain mag, what they were able to do in 12 weeks was reduce that brain age from 69.6 down to 60.3. So a reduction over 9 years of brain aging in 12 weeks. And so there's lots of commercials on about, you know, the jellyfish supportive, you know, like, hey, this thing helps you with short-term memory. This thing is just as powerful, I'm sure, but it's fundamental. It's magnesium. And so there's so many people out there reaching for the next, hey, how am I going to protect my brain, and crossing their fingers when they really should be making sure that they use something as fundamentally critical as magnesium, and that's brain mag. And the cool thing about that formula, Dr. Bill, as you know, it also supports magnesium throughout the rest of your body. So for the people that are getting muscle aches, muscle pains, you know, restlessness in the muscles and so forth, it's also very supportive for that.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing that we have nutraceuticals that even jump gene defects and say mice have been specifically created to actually have certain diseases. and we take our NutriMeds, they actually live longer than normal mice that don't have the gene defect. A good example was, why don't you go back to that story, because that's one that I find particularly poignant. It actually points out to people, if you take the right NutriMeds, we don't care what your genetics are, whether it's a 5-methylfolate reductase, SNP, or a bioconversion of vitamin B6, SNP, or some other SNP that increases the risk that you've had previous vaccines, that you're going to get breakdown in your blood-brain barrier or serious illnesses. If you take the right NutriMeds, it doesn't need to deterministically make you sick, does it?
It's really good. You know, it's like that story of hope, basically. Because you look at it and you go, well, you know, you did your 23andMe or whatever, and you're like, I have APOE4, you know? And, you know, whether it's heterozygous or homozygous, you now have a higher likelihood of getting something like Alzheimer's than maybe you've seen your own family history. So you go, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? Well, just giving you an example, this is in animals, right? These are mice, but they have that same thing, basically. They're going to be heterozygous for basically Alzheimer's disease based on their genetics. And when they did this longevity study, meaning they're measuring and monitoring these mice up to 700 days, which is old age for mice, what was fascinating was the animals that did have the SNP for Alzheimer's, their survival rate into old age was 30%. The animals, interestingly enough, that have the Alzheimer's SNP but were given throughout their lives this brain mag material, this particular form of magnesium that crosses the blood-brain barrier, their survival rate was over 60%. It more than doubled it. Now, the animals, here's the crazy part. Is the animals that had no genetic SNP whatsoever and just lived a normal life, they only survived at 50%. So it turned out the animals that looked like they should die the fastest, as long as they supported the magnesium levels to the brain, lived the longest. And so that's kind of the story of hope.
Longer than even normal.
Yeah, we don't know. Like, you have APOE4 or whatever it is, and you go, oh, that's terrible. And you can do things proactively.
Yeah.
As you say, the you know, genetics may load the gun, but it's the environment that will pull the trigger. So
we remember that. Remember that Old Testament quote, if thine eye offend thee, cut it out, you know?
Yes.
I would say that if thine gene offend thee, take NutriMeds. How's that?
If thy gene offend thee. Yeah, there's things to do. And that's,
you like that? That's a good one, hey?
Dr. Bill, it may make some people freak out because they're like, oh, there's so much I need to do. But fundamentally, there's a lot of critical basic things you can do to really shift the scales and move them back in your direction.
Well,
so you can live a much longer, stronger, better life.
There's a lot of companies like 23andMe are now posting a lot of gene information. A few years ago, they got kind of slapped with a kind of alert by the federal government, but now they're back at it again with studies, and they're releasing information to the public, and the public is freaked out because if you do a 23andMe and Prometheus analysis and they tell you you have a gene SNP, increases your risk of certain serious illness, you're lost because the regular doctors are knuckleheads. They're completely useless, and if they open their mouth, they're going to say something stupid. Because they don't know how to interpret the genetics. They don't know intermediate metabolism. They don't know if you just take the right NutriMeds, the gene problem, it really is nonsensical. It means nothing. Because most genes are actually just going to bioconvert one, say, biomolecule to another. And if it's already bioconverted to jump the gene defect, it doesn't matter what your genetics are, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. People don't get that, do they? They don't get it. They think, oh, I got this terrible gene. What do I do? I've had so many people panicking over this or that genetic thing, or they think you have one, but they don't know what it is yet. I'm thinking, well, first I'll find out what it is, and then we'll give you the right NutriMeds to jump over the gene defect, and problem gone. I say, well, it can't be that simple, is it? It is. It's that simple, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it really is.
They want to make it real complicated. Oh, I'm doomed. No, you're not. No, you're dumbed, not doomed. There's a difference. Dumbed means you talk to dumb doctors and dumb health providers that didn't tell you that all you need to do is take the right NutriMeds and your genetic abnormality and SNP doesn't matter. Now, the problem is we have another SNP that's killed children, for example, that if you have certain gene SNPs like catecholamethyltransferase and other genes, and I know there's 5 genes that I've found from my research over the last 30 years, if you get vaccinated, you're about 5 times more likely to get brain damage to your blood-brain barrier. But guess what? If you take the NutriMeds before you get vaccinated, you're not going to get the damage. But I tell people, don't vaccinate. Take our NutriMeds to protect you, like Nutrimune 26Y, and, you know, Allicin-Med, etc. And, you know, hygiene, like our defense wipes and other things, like Nutrient Defense. But, you know, they listen to the dumb doctors that want to market their drugs. As they say, MD should mean more drugs, more dough, or magnificent deity. What do you think?
That's good.
Pretty funny, eh? The last one's a real killer. Magnificent deity. You must kiss the ring when you walk into the exam room. Like the Pope. La Papa.
Have you had credit challenges?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.